Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I've had fun with these Pac-Man scratch-offs we're giving away on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour because I've been able to, like, on the video, do my little Pac-Man thing. I don't know what I'm going to do when it's over. I don't know how I'm going to do Donkey Kong next year if they do that. Also, Home Run Riches, our friends at the Maryland Lottery, giving me these to give away. We're going to be at Green Mount Station and Green Mount Bowl. We've done the Crab Cake Tour in a lot of places. Never done it in a bowling alley, and I'm a big duck pin guy. That'll be Wednesday up in Hampstead. We'll be up in Carroll County in the afternoon before the Orioles take on the Angels. And we're going to be talking about the horse racing industry with David Richardson. Also going to be talking about the casino industry. Also going to be talking about baseball and Dundalk and all sorts of things in Hampstead. That's on Wednesday. Friday, we move to Fadley's at Lexington Market. We'll be down there live from 2 until 5. Luke will be talking some baseball, and I will have Pac-Man giveaways, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare and Liberty Pure Solutions, keeping my water really, really clean. I don't even have a sponsored glass. I got to get a Liberty Pure clean water glass is what I need to do. We're doing all sorts of charity stuff. We did a cup of Super Bowl. I did dogs and cats this week for Black Tie and Tails with our friends at Baltimore Humane. But an event that I've been involved with for a number of years and of a lot of friends in the kidney space, National Kidney Foundation, and Sante. And it's kind of a weird thing to say. It's sort of like sound like Santa Claus to me back in the day when they do it, but they do it in the spring. It's Sante. It's Giving Back for Kidney Disease. It is May the 8th. It is a Wednesday night from 6:30 to 9:30. It's one of my favorite rooms. I did a American Cancer Society event there back in December. I emceed an event at the Baltimore Museum of Industry. They have a wonderful exhibit there for where my dad worked at Bethlehem Steel and steel workers and people from the east side of town that built things. And in the absence of the Key Bridge at this point, another reason to get down to Baltimore Museum of Industry. But the number one reason is because of kidney disease and people saving lives and people donating kidneys and people having their lives saved. We did a term with the National Kidney Foundation, had a beautiful guest during our cup of Super Bowl back in February. And one of the things that I love about Baltimore Positive is I get to meet new people and cool people. Michelle Love is our guest. She had an interesting thing happen 10 years ago. My wife had leukemia 10 years ago this time. So it's a 10-year anniversary in our lives for some awful things and also some miracles. My wife's still in the other room right now engineering and living her best life. And it's one of the reasons I do things like Sante and the National Kidney Foundation. Mama Mish is our guest. They tell me I have a live one in you, Mama Mish, Michelle Love. You have a great name and a great look. I love, you know, when I go silver, I'm going with you, man. I got the long hair rolling here. I'm ready to roll. How are you? Welcome.
I'm great. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I am doing wonderful. I am super excited about the Sante event. I am in it in a different arena this year. I am managing the event this year. Usually I am a vendor, but this year they have asked me to manage it.
I feel like I've met you. I mean, I've eaten your, have you fed me at one of these events?
Yes. Yes. We have been a vendor there for the past few years. So Mama Mish had a big station and we had too much food, but we had a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And, you know, of course, the Kidney Foundation is near and dear to my heart as I am also, as you probably know, an altruistic kidney donor.
Well, let's talk about this because like I've Dick Cass, former president of the Ravens, was a kidney donor. We honored him at an event when my wife was battling and got better. And just people that magnanimously give. And I have to hear your story. When my wife is a leukemia survivor. She's had two bone marrow transplants. A man in Germany saved her life twice, who we're friends with. And I texted with him this morning. He texts me when there's soccer news or things happening from over in Germany. You are that person in the relationship. You are the giver.
Yes. Yes. I am a reverend and Reverend Love, and I am very faith-based. Everything in my life is all about God. And in this particular situation, I knew that God had put it on my heart years before the donation that I would be doing this one day. And New Year's Eve 2014, I was in church writing in my journal about what's been going down for the year. And one of the things going down was the Lord put it on my heart. The kidney was going to be donated. Lo and behold, within 24 hours, I was on Facebook saying Happy New Year to everybody. And a good friend of mine had posted that she had a good friend from college and her dad was B positive. I am B positive, which is rare. And I answered the call. And within 24 hours, I was speaking to the family of the gentleman who needed a kidney. And the rest is history. It happened on July 1st, 2014. And we call it the Miracle Kidney Day. We are very close with this family. They live in New York City on Staten Island.
My
And
wife's transplant was June 26th of 14.
really, it was
Same
the same
week.
year. Wow. Yeah, same week. That was Miracle Week then, I'm
My
thinking.
wife's blood type is B positive. Her donor's blood type was B positive. Now, that doesn't have to be the case.
No, it doesn't.
You can do a transplant with a different blood type. It made it easier for my wife to not have to change her literal blood type and for DNA. She's a DNA twin, but we used the hashtag be more positive to keep her alive, which begat Baltimore positive, which is
I
why
love
we're Baltimore
that.
positive. So how about that?
Yes, I that is God. Oh, that's God. I love that. It's the whole thing was life, giving love, giving hope. And that's why I love the National Kidney Foundation so much, because that's what they're all about.
Do you
And
know the person you donated the kidney to?
I did not, but I do now. We are very close. We celebrate every year. We did miss COVID, the year of COVID, but we've celebrated. And this year we're doing a big shebang because it's 10 years. And Sal is amazing. He was a little older when I donated the kidney. We did the whole process at St. Barnabas in New Jersey. And the man who started the live donor program at St. Barnabas, he said, if I put the two of you down on my desk, you know, your makeup, your genealogy, your blood work, and all that good stuff, he said, it's the same person. Is that crazy?
Yeah, well, the genetic match thing and the relationship thing blew my mind during all of this. And as a public service for my wife, and for There Goes My Hero, get on the registry. If you're young, if you're good looking, if you're healthy, especially if you're male, on the registry side. But these miracle stories, they blow me away. And when you come to Sante on May 8th, you're not the only miracle in the room. That's the crazy part, is these things gather more miracles. And then my wife goes around and says, "Ah, I'm a transplant survivor. Oh, I'm a transplant," and it becomes this miracle network. And National Kidney
Yes.
Foundation works hard to put that together.
Yes, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And they have been it's been a really amazing experience being a vendor at the Sante.
Make
And
tell me about your food, man. Tell me, Mama Mish's homemade dishes. That
yes.
rhymes, that's clever. I like that. Where is Hyde's, Maryland? I'm looking Hydes. Where is that?
That's in Baltimore County. It's near Kingsville. But I don't know if you know this, but I retired on December 24th from the brick and mortar. So we have gone into a new season. I have written a book, and we're getting ready to launch the book and do some events with food, faith, and fellowship. That's our motto. Bringing people together, bringing hope, bringing life, and the whole kidney thing is all part of it too. So, we've had a great run at that spot. Seriously, it was a God thing to close it to move into something new. And the new that we're moving into is Sante being a part of it. I wasn't sure what I was doing after I retired. I knew I was writing a book, but they approached me and I said, yes, absolutely, I will help you guys. And so we're kind of journeying into a new season. But what kind of food? Homemade.
Yeah,
All
if you're gonna
recipe.
make me one thing, like, and you don't know my palate. I eat almost everything. I've been all over the world. I eat things, right? I even learned to eat with chopsticks 15 years ago. I'm really pleased with them.
Yay.
I eat with them all the time now. I'm like sort of obsessed. Well, I'm missing a finger, so I mean, I threw a nice curveball back in the day when I was a kid. I had my finger, and, I lost it in a lawnmower. It's a long story, but I couldn't eat with chopsticks. So now that I eat with chopsticks, I'm ready to eat anything. I'm stepping up my game everywhere. So tell me what you're gonna make for me. I mean, if it's meatloaf, fine, I'll eat it. But what are you gonna make for me?
I will probably start off with making you our famous Chesapeake crab chicken salad sandwich, which is
Wow.
amazing.
Okay.
It's beefsteak tomatoes, Maryland crab meat, shrimp, no shrimp, sorry, chicken. No, we do put shrimp in it. I'm sorry, we do put shrimp in it.
I like
And
it already.
Oh, it's so
It
good.
doesn't
And
need bacon or anything. It's probably good the way it
no, no,
is.
no,
Yeah.
no. It's 100% Maryland. And then we top it with our Old Bay potato salad, which is phenomenal. These two things sold greatly in our
I've
cafe.
never heard of Old Bay potato salad. That's a pretty good idea, though.
Oh, I have to bring you some.
All
I'll
right.
definitely bring you some.
I'm
You and
more a
your wife.
JO guy than an Old Bay, but I'll hear, if it says Chesapeake Bay, I'm all about it. I do the crab cake tour. So like I at some point, I'm sure I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, I've heard your accent. I think you probably made a crab cake or two in your day,
Oh
probably.
yes, I am Maryland homegrown.
I love to hear this. Michelle Love is here. She is a kidney donor. She's part of National Kidney Foundation. I want to get everybody out to the website and let everybody know kidneymd.org. It's at the Baltimore Museum of Industry. I've already plugged that. Go down there. Make sure you're checking out that Bethlehem Steel and the whole steelworker exhibit that pays tribute to my father and people like that. National Kidney Foundation serves Maryland and Delaware. It's signature event. It is May 8th from 6:30 to 9:30. It's the biggest event of the year. It's right downtown. It fights kidney disease. You're going to learn a lot, eat a lot, see a lot, do a lot. There's an awards competition, photo booth, raffle, silent auction. A lot of times we did like the event where we eat all the food and have to be the judges. Like it sounds like a great idea until you start mixing everybody's food all together. But if called upon, I'm willing to do this gastronomically because I love food, and including your Chesapeake chicken salad thing that you gave me that's made me hungry. But I'll plug all the places. Atlantic Food and Spirits. I love Atlantic. I know those folks. They're awesome. Atlas Restaurant. Maybe they'll bring their they had a mashed potato bar that blew my mind. Talk about it. Oh,
Yeah, it's yummy. We've
perfect.
done them. They're fun.
Atlantic Food, I know who they are. They do a mashed potato bar. Atlas Food, Bethany's Bakery, Bordy Vineyards, they're delicious. Pharmacy Brewing, I've been up there on the crab cake tour. Little Havana, Log Cabin Chocolates, Lord Baltimore Hotel, where I broadcast for 3 years back in the 90s. You'll find that on a 25th anniversary documentary. More Crunch Pretzels, Muddy Tea, Natasha's Just Brittle. I've had that. It's delicious. I had her on last year talking about National Kidney Foundation. Nana's Cookie Jar, Raspberry Moments, Sagamore Spirits, you know it'll be tasty. State Fair, I'm wearing a State Fair shirt. Evan, you're giving it. Beaumont's going to be there, honey. That means they're going to. Classic Catering is going to be there. The local Tito's Vodka, Classic Catering people. There's a leukemia story there as well with Eddie. So a love to those folks. Tito's Vodka, they love animals, so I love them. Union Craft Brewing, we've done the show there. McCormick and Company and Signature Food Sponsors. It's all there for the National Kidney Foundation doing vital research. Anything you want to say about NKF? Because you're putting this event on at Sante, so I'll let you take the table here for this, Michelle Love, and Mom. I'm a mish, but this is a great night. I don't know what else to say, and it's an affordable night. There's usually good music and good people, and it's a party, and it's springtime, and it's down on the water, and you can walk outside, and there's free parking, and there's a Royal Farms across the street. Perfect.
You are funny. It is festive, and there's a silent auction. There are some amazing items in the silent auction, travel items, jewelry items, gift baskets from many, 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 many companies around the state of Maryland. There is exhibits. There is food, 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 and more food. Sweet, savory drinks. There's some specialty drinks. We do have a Sante drink this year from
I'm thirsty.
yes, we have a BJ's Pub in Perry Hall will be serving. And we have the whole evening is just excitement, and there's some kidney folk, some people who have battled kidney disease and have actually conquered it and are going to be there to talk about their story. There's folks like me who are donors. There's folks like you who are recipient, your wife who's a recipient. It's just crazy how God just brings everybody all together for an evening of food, faith, and fellowship.
All right, we're
And
going to be doing that.
as we journey through the whole evening, the exhibits, I mean, you were talking about the Baltimore Museum of Industry, the whole location is fabulous. And I mean, every time I go down there,
It's
I
like a
learn
living
something new.
museum. Like, really, it
Yes.
really is. I mean,
The
it's,
transportation, did you ever go on the transportation exhibit with the old cars and the train? Oh, it's fabulous. There's many photo opportunities. There's raffles. There's a huge orange wheelbarrow cheer. I mean, all the things that go into making this event successful also go into make this event full of joy. There is joy everywhere. People are excited. And you said it, it's spring. You're on the water. Let's grab a little drink. Let's grab a sample. Let's grab some yummies. Let's catch up. Let's enjoy what the National Kidney Foundation is doing, which it provides transportation. It provides care. It provides relief funds. It provides, if someone is suffering with kidney disease, the National Kidney Foundation offers so many programs and support for these folks, and that's the
Well,
joy of the whole.
dialysis is a full-time gig, man, right?
Yes,
Like, period. You know?
and it is so hard on a human body. I know when I met Sal, he looked gray and tired and worn out, like he was going to give up. And when I met him, I could feel that energy coming from him. Do you know what I'm saying? That he was just like, maybe this will work, maybe it won't. And then when the pieces started coming together, because being a live donor, it's a blessing, but it's not, it's you have to do some things medically, physically, mentally. But once you get through the process, I mean, we went through the process in March and April and donated the kidney in July. So it's
And 10 years later, will he be at Sante with you?
I'm working on that now.
Okay.
We're trying to get him here
Where does Sal live?
to Staten Island, New York.
All right, we can get him down here.
Not
Come
too
on,
far.
we can get him down here. Come on, we'll
So
figure
we're
that out.
working on that now because I would love to have him and his wife here because they are just
That's a train,
beautiful.
not a plane.
There you go.
Car,
I like
not a bar. Mama Mish is here. She has saved lives in the past and will in the future.
Absolutely.
NKF and our friends at Sante. It's a big evening. My wife and I are usually there. I think we're going to be there
I hope
May the
so.
8th from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Baltimore Museum Industry. My wife hadn't been down to the museum industry in a couple of years since we lived downtown.
Okay.
We moved out to the burbs about 2 years ago. So it'll be a beautiful evening. A lot of fun, a lot of music, a lot of food, a lot of drink. More than that, a lot of survivors and a lot of hope. It's $125 a person, very affordable evening. Come on down, do a good thing. It helps fund vital research for the NKF and the National Kidney Foundation. I'm
Yes.
gonna come eat some of your Chesapeake, whatever it is.
Chicken salad,
You
Chesapeake chicken
sprinkle it
salad.
on it. Well, you know, if it's sprinkled with love, I'll eat it, and love's in your name. So, right?
Absolutely. Everything, all the time.
Well, I
And I will make
appreciate
sure
you.
we get you some. I will have some for you.
I feel like an idiot because I've probably been to Hyde's, Maryland 100 times without realizing it's Hyde's, Maryland. When you said Kingsville, I'm like, oh, I know where that is. It's like Nottingham. I lived in Nottingham. Ain't no
That's, I
Nottingham.
lived in
It's friggin'
Nottingham.
White Marsh. It's not
Yeah.
Nottingham. It's White Marsh. All right. Mama Mish joining us here. Our friends at the National Kidney Foundation. My shout out to Karen as well for setting that up and always having us be a part of everything at Sante. And
Yes.
a big shout out to everybody that makes the National Kidney Foundation run here locally and otherwise, because I've got lots of friends and lots of tentacles all over the place on that. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, talking about saving lives and baseball and football drafts and really important stuff. Stay with us.